What do you want, motherfucker?
It's the Skid Row Podcast. Downtown Los Angeles. We're going to talk about religion. But first, a little about the podcast upgrades.
Hey, Jeremy, this is Aaron, Guitar Center Pasadena. I know recently you were in here and you were kind of looking at picking up a mic, maybe the RE20 or the SM7B. There's another one as well. Just wanted to know what you were going to do, what you planned. If you have any questions about those mics, you can give me a call here. My name's Aaron. I'll be here today until 9 o'clock, and I'm in usually from the afternoon till closing time, so till like 9 or 10 on most days. Maybe they don't work on Monday and Friday. Just wanted to check up. Once again, you can give me a call. The phone number here is 626-535-0108. Thanks, bye.
Guitar Center, man. They're on top of shit. It's the holidays. I went in there looking for mics and whatever other shit I could buy. I ended up buying an RE20 from Sam Ash because they actually had the shit in stock, and I got a Firewire audio interface. They said it was good. It's called a company called Focusrite, which I guess they're known for making really high-end mic preamps. I don't know any of this shit. I'm learning it as I go. I'm trying to produce the best sound I can on very little knowledge. So that's the update on the podcast itself. Now, the subject I want to get to, religion. You might think, yeah, this is a dead horse. And maybe it is, but I love to bitch about it, and that's what I'm going to do. So what I did today was I wore a new shirt that I had from a comedian that I admire, Doug Stanhope. I think he just came out with these shirts. I ordered one immediately. It has a picture of Jesus on the cross, and it says, "Death of a Salesman," which I find hilarious. But as I discovered today, not many other people find it quite as hilarious as I do. Some people do, but there was a lot of disgusted faces out there as I was wearing the shirt in public. And it kind of got me to think that it's such a double standard. Religion pushes their ideas on us in so many ways that we just have kind of passively accepted, many ways that we might not even realize. But, you know, obviously there was a few people who were pissed off by my shirt, and I thought, what about all those gay people who can't get married? What do they think? I mean, you know, these religious zealots can fucking bitch at you and tell you that you're going to burn in hell and that you're a sinner. And, you know, a lot of times their reaction is, you know, on the verge of violence and just pure hatred. And they don't even know why. That's the funny thing about it is they've just been fed this line of bullshit, and, you know, it's a cause that some of these people can stand behind because they have nothing else going on. So let's stand behind religion because, you know, at least we have the church. But, you know, there's gay people in San Francisco and Los Angeles and all over California right now who you know, for whatever reason, the state and the religious people were able to put the vote in their favor, which I still don't understand how this could happen in California. But be it as it may, it was the Mormon church that I think had a lot to do with it. And to me, that's pure evil. And when you think about it, because I don't know, it's not the 1800s anymore, and this shit's just getting old, and religion is getting old, and its influence on the way that people think and everything that people do, it just doesn't make any sense anymore. So, you know, there are a few people out there who I think understand what I'm saying, you know, if you have a logical mind, then I think it makes sense. But, you know, if you're one of those people out there who goes to church every Sunday and prays and hopes and wonders, you know, is there life after death? And will I be saved? And those types of questions, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. It's like trying to convince me that there's a tooth fairy. And there's absolutely no difference in my mind between that and telling me that the tooth fairy is a real thing, or Santa Claus, or what other childhood fantasy you want to come up with. So, why does religion exist? And I tried to break it down into just some very basic things. And to me, there's two main things. To explain what at one time could not be explained or still explained today, and to cope with death. And to me, those, you know, they're valid reasons for creating some kind of fantasy world. I mean, death is a horrible thing that it's difficult for anyone to deal with. Death is not something that we take lightly, and, you know, all the people that you love and everything that ends when you die, and that's a harsh thing to think about. But, I mean, I just don't understand why people are so easily fooled into thinking that there should be something more than this. I mean, why would you want something more than this? Why can't it just be acceptable that this is our time and to enjoy this time as much as we possibly can and do the best we can to have a great life while we're alive, instead of just this kind of thing where it's like, well, yeah, you know, there's this life as we know it, but, you know, there's also something else out there. And why do we need that something else? Why can't we just be happy with, you know, what we know at the present time, you know? And then the unexplainable. I mean, religion is great to give us that scapegoat for things that we can't explain. And, you know, centuries ago, they thought the Earth was flat, and you know, that there were dragons and sorcerers and things like that. And, you know, religion is just one way that we've given ourselves the ability to come up with a way of explaining the unexplainable. You know, science fiction books do the same thing, and but we understand that those things are fiction. The difference with religion is that we're told that we're supposed to believe that this could actually happen, and that there is a man in the sky and a devil guy in below, and these are things that we're supposed to believe are true. But, you know, faith is what defines whether you need that proof or not. And faith says that you don't get that proof because you have faith. And I don't know, just another one of those things that I feel like logical minds don't go down that road. Like, just because you can't explain something doesn't mean that there's some mystical force controlling it. It just means we don't have the capability of understanding it yet. Someday we will. Maybe there are things that we'll never understand. But to me, that also makes no grounds for explaining things with some kind of fictional being. So I'm going to play a little clip here from one of my favorite comedians, Bill Hicks. And this is just kind of a cut out of one of his tracks off of Relentless. But I love Bill Hicks, and anything he says, I find very intelligent.
That's what I find ironic, too, is that people who are against these things that cause sexual thoughts are generally fundamentalist Christians who also believe you should be fruitful and multiply. Boy, they walk a tightrope every day, don't they? How do we be fruitful and multiply and not think about it? We could sing hymns during it. One stroke at a time, sweet Jesus. One stroke at a time, sweet Lord. I did that joke in Alabama in Fife, and these three rednecks met me after the show. Hey, buddy, come here. Met the funny man, come here. Hey, buddy, we're Christians. We don't like what you said. He said, then forgive me. Later, when I was hanging from the tree.
Yeah, nobody really says it better than Bill Hicks. I think a lot of what he said in his stand-up just makes sense. Another thing about religion that I think is important for the evolution of mankind is to understand that religion is one of the things that really holds this world back from being able to truly be a utopian society. And there's never going to be peace until religion is destroyed. And you have to understand that that's very real, that's true. Like, there's been wars going on for eternity, and it's because of what God you say you believe in. And that just, until that is gone, until religion is destroyed, there's no chance for peace. There's no chance for peace. I think if religion was destroyed and society evolved to the point of just thinking rationally, we would be able to solve every problem that we have. Because the only thing that separates different cultures, not the only thing, but the major thing that separates different cultures is religion. And I just think about how much time is wasted and how much all these new discoveries that could happen on a spiritual level, on a scientific level, a technological level, all these discoveries would be possible if the best people just got together. And the best people, regardless of where they're from or what color their skin is or what religion they are, if all those things didn't exist, if that didn't matter, think of the people that could get together and create something truly amazing. I hate to bring up John Lennon in this, but, you know, I guess it was the anniversary of his death or recently, and, you know, I hear that song, Imagine, and I think there's intelligence when you understand what really it takes to create a peaceful society. And peaceful society can't have differing religions. It just doesn't work. So down with religion. I'm going to play another clip from another comedian that I enjoy very much, Doug Stanhope. Brilliant shirt. Pisses off a lot of people, which is always fun.
Does anyone get upset that George Bush keeps quoting the Bible in all his fucking speeches? Does that get on anyone's last nerve? Does it ever occur to him that it's all those stupid fucking religions that start all this shit in the first place? National Day of Prayer? Fuck you. You think you're doing something? You're not. You can sit at home and cry jinx and keep your fingers crossed, too. It does as much good. You want to pray? Pray all day. Pray on your own time. You want to help? Grab a shovel and start digging there, pinwheel, because it looks like your God takes Tuesdays off. If that's what gets you through your day, sure. Live it up. I don't think they should be able to teach religion till you're 18 years old. And you know what? It'd be a whole different world. Because if they weren't pushing that shit into your head while it was still soft, you'd never buy it. Not for a minute. If you walked into a... You'd never heard about the Bible. And none of your friends have ever heard about Christianity. And you just found the Bible in a used bookstore. Oh, you'd jump right on that idea, wouldn't you? Oh, this sounds completely logical. Yes. The cave and the ark. And oh, yeah. Hey, Donnie, I think I found the meaning of life here. No, you'd fucking chuck it in the wastebasket. You would. If it gets you through your day, go. I don't think you believe it in the first place. You know what? All these people, every tragedy, not just this one, all the time, they cry on the news and they go, oh, it was terrible and it was tragic, but he's in a better place now. He's with Jesus and we have to... Then why are you crying? If he's in this utopia, this fucking paradise, why are you crying? He was in the best place he could ever be. You should be happy. Did you cry when he got a fucking job promotion and a new car, too? It's terrible. It's terrible how happy he is for eternity. If you really believe death leads to eternal bliss, then why are you wearing a seatbelt? You get all fucking quiet you want. I can fucking edit laughter in. I'll edit a standing ovation right in there. I know people in the recording industry. I don't care. I'm just saying, if that's what gets you through your day, I'm not going to take it away from you. But it's a vice just like any of my vices. They tax all the vices. They tax fucking cigarettes and alcohol. Every time you get into a legalization conversation with your friends about drugs or prostitution, they'd go, you know, if they just legalized drugs, we could tax them and wipe out the deficit. Well, no, if you're going to fucking legally, if you're going to tax it, tax all the vices, including Jesus. Because the Catholic Church has a lot more money than any Colombian cartel, and they leave a lot more bodies in the wake. Gets you through your day, sure. Maybe a pack of cigarettes and a hooker get me through my day. The only difference is I don't show up at your door Sunday morning banging on your door trying to get you to accept a hand job from a skank in a short vinyl skirt. Leave me the fuck out of it. I feel sorry for you because you don't have Jesus in your life. I feel sorry for you because you're 45 years old and you still have a boogeyman under the bed, all right? Separation of church and state is called the perineum, ladies and gentlemen, and the episiotomy didn't hold. It's all gunked up together in one big, ugly fucking hole. Don't get all mad. You don't have to agree with everything I say. I say something you don't agree with, just act like any other comic who doesn't have a point and just wait for the next joke. Eventually, I'll say something that only you and I agree on, and everyone will stare at you like you're a dick for laughing, and you'll see how I feel every night of my life. I'm just saying, I don't like that laws and legislations are passed that control my life that come from a church. All the laws, all vice laws are church laws, nudity laws, right? Everyone's saying, you know, over the Afghanistan, the Taliban makes the women put veils over their faces. It's sexist and horrible. Well, their faces are your tits. Different body parts, same religious bullshit. I wonder if they have facey bars over in Afghanistan. You think for $10 you can go in some cave and look under the girl's veil? Ooh! Oh, my goodness. She could spit ping pong balls with her mouth. It was amazing. It was completely shaved, except for a little strip at the top.
Yeah, Doug Stanhope. Guy's a fucking genius. I love everything he does. But one thing that he was talking about that I think is interesting is this concept that even people who claim they're religious and faithful, I have a problem believing that they're truly truly believers. And I think it's, in at least in this country and the people that I've met, it's always seems to be a convenience thing. It's, oh, my family, you know, is religious, so I'm religious, or you know, I believe in this shit, but then when it comes down to it, you know, like, exactly like Doug Stanhope said, you know, why do you wear seatbelts if heaven is such a great place and you're a religious person who followed all the rules, then don't you want to go to, you know, eternal bliss? Anyway, you know, murderers and psychopaths that, you know, kill their whole family and claim that God told them to do it, you know, those people are never taken seriously, you know. And to me, it's like, well, if you believe in God and maybe there was something going on that you didn't know about, and maybe God told this dude to kill his family, why don't you believe him? You believe in God. You say you believe that he exists and is guiding people in their lives. Then why don't you believe the psycho murderer who slaughters his whole family? Because you know deep inside that it's bullshit and that this guy's just a psychopath. That's the reason. So, that's my rant on religion. I'm trying to figure out this podcast shit, and I still feel like it's better with two people going back and forth. I like the first one me and Aaron did, but yeah, I gotta get more comfortable with the mic, so I'm just gonna keep going. And finally, I'm gonna take you out with this song by a band called Jucifer. Just listen to the lyrics. It's always been an interesting song to me. So listen, check it out. Thank you.
Just don't understand America.